here at 720 WGN. Hey, Steve Dale. Are you? Yes. Yes, there he is. He's at booth one. Oh, there he is. There's booth one. There's Steve Dale with the mayor. Come on. They're both having iced tea.
So I'll tell you a story. Last night, I went to the restaurant you speak of. That's Pettorino's restaurant.
Yes.
Because
yep.
Sincerely, before any of this started, which is how this, and I will explain what this is, began,
uh-huh.
It's because I really like the restaurant. I love the food. I love the vibe. And it's very convenient if you're going to the theater. So we went to the Goodman Theater, by the way, their show, really highly recommended, called Ashland Avenue. It's not at all what I thought it would be about. I thought it would be about new parking restrictions on Ashland Avenue. That's not at all. So I'm sitting there in the restaurant, and this guy comes up to me. I think I can tell this on the radio. I'll soon find out. So this guy comes up to me, and this woman comes up to me, older couple, they seem very nice, and they said, "It's so nice to meet you." Well, I do enough TV here and there, and I've been around a while. That does happen.
Right. Mm-hmm,
So I said, "Yes, it's so nice to meet you as well." And he said, "I've always been a fan of your work and Gary."
And Gary?
And then,
oh, Steve.
Yes.
Steve and
he
Gary.
Thought,
you don't look like Steve Dahl.
He thought I was the guy with the Hawaiian shirts who's a bit bigger than I am, who I know is recovering from illness, so I wish him well. But that was so funny. And we they laughed, we laughed.
I don't understand at all how you could be mistaken for Steve.
I don't
not under
know
any
the name.
Not under any circumstances whatsoever. I mean...
But, I guess it's the name is close, the last name, you know.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Dale Dahl. Okay. Oh, so they knew your name.
Yeah, yeah.
All
or
right.
They
well, that makes
they
sense.
Did or something.
That makes some sense. So what you're talking about here is this new podcast from Pettorino's, right?
Yeah, it's called, yes, and it's called Booth 46.
Is that because you're in Booth 46?
Yeah, but you're right when you said... Booth number one at the pump room, because that's what I thought of when I thought of the idea, along with this wonderful woman, Cynthia, the general manager, Steve, the other general manager at Pettorino's. I mean, we all kind of came up with it at the same time. But I will tell you, like, my last guest was this guy by the name of Brandon Johnson, you know, the mayor of Chicago.
Right.
And people were yelling at me that I didn't ask him tough questions. Well, if you were on the radio with me, and we were talking on the radio, believe he knows that I would. But, you know, I don't know Brandon Johnson well, but I know him well enough to know this. Like his politics, don't like his politics, agree or disagree, he's a funny guy. And if you can pull that out of him. So the idea of this thing is to have a conversation with people that you otherwise might not hear. And it's like being a fly on the wall. Whoops, that's a bad example at a restaurant. But it's being like, I won't use that one again, but it's like being, or maybe I will. It's like being, though, that third party at the next booth over.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there, and you know, someone well known might be sitting at that, and you're kind of listening to the conversation you're having, but you're also have your ear cogged on the conversation to the side of you at that other booth. And that's the whole idea, to kind of eavesdrop in on these great people that I am very lucky to have the opportunity to speak to.
So what's the podcast called?
Booth 46.
And where do we find it?
WGNradio.com or wherever you hear your podcast. So if you typically listen on Spotify, it's there. It's wherever you happen to hear your podcast.
Okay. Now, Steve, you're a pet expert. We all know that. You have Steve Dale's Pet World and Steve Dale's World of Pets and the pets that are in the world and the world with Steve and Steve and his world's pets. And the podcast.
Yes.
Now, I understand that one of these podcasts also has a animal connection with cats. Every cat award or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's so nice of you to bring that up. So,
well, you know.
I happen to be, I'll give you credit. I mean, really, that's kind of you to do. Because I happen to be on several boards, including, by the way,
yes.
This is so exciting.
What is
it? On Thursday, mm-hmm. there's a big event at Anti-Cruelty called Pour Your Heart Out. And I'll tell you about that in a moment. So I'm on several boards, including the board of Anti-Cruelty. But for well over 20 years, I've been on the board of directors at the Every Cat Health Foundation.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess they can't get rid of me. And I've been there forever. But I am so proud of the work that this organization, this nonprofit, does to fund cat health studies. I can assure you, if anyone listening has a cat, has ever seen a cat, everything we know about that cat was once funded by this organization that's been around for nearly 60 years at this point. So I'm so proud to be on their board. I mean, recent changes for the better in veterinary medicine for cats are a result of this organization, which has also helped human health as well. And every year we do a media award.
Mm-hmm.
And this year the media award went to a podcast called by Stacey LeBaron called something called the Stray. God, what is the name of the podcast?
The Stray Cat Shuffle? No, what is it?
No, that's
Memories from Cats? No, that can't be it.
No, these are all good ideas, but mm-hmm. something completely different.
Yes.
God, this is embarrassing. It's because I'm looking for... See, here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Really, this is what it comes down to, and I'll be
what
honest with you. I'm a guy. And
okay.
I'm trying to multitask,
yes.
which is impossible for me to do. I'm looking for the details about the Anti-Cruelty event,
mm-hmm.
Well, at the same time, I'm trying to talk with you. So the podcast is about community cats.
Yes.
And I apologize for that. Anyway,
that's
information
right.
on my website is called the Community Cats Podcast, which
there
is appropriate because it's about community cats. And I had the honor. This is so much fun that I get to do this at this point in my career periodically, where I get to fly somewhere, speak at an event, which is what I did, and then here's an award for all the amazing work that you do to educate people about cats. And it was just, I did it just outside Boston. I just got back, actually. So can I say it's jet lag from going to Boston that my problem
sure.
is? I don't.
You mean that what, they didn't have a sufficient lounge for you to dine in?
I did on my way there and on my way back, I can assure
you. I follow your flights by the pictures you post of the wonderful food that's available in the, like, Delta Lounge or what airline you're flying.
Well, it's always United. It would never be Delta, I can assure you.
Okay.
I mean, that's actually rather insulting to me because I would never do that. And I am loyal to United and their food. And by the way, speaking of food and mm-hmm. food fights, you are continuing this feature, I understand.
Yes, indeed, we are. Karen Conti's coming on next week. Why, you want to do it?
I told the powers to be. Karen, what is she fighting about? You're going to have a tough time because she is a lawyer. And a really good one. So is she defending green beans? What is she fighting about?
No. She's doing Garrett's popcorn and I'm doing Cracker Jacks.
Oh.
She's doing Garrett's caramel corn. Hello. There we go. And I'm doing Cracker Jacks.
I've got my money on Karen. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We have to take a break and then we'll talk more with Steve.
Okay.
Right when we come back on 720 WGN. All right then, 720 WGN. John Landegger talking to Steve Dale and Steele. Steve, a great article that you put together on Steve Dale's PetWorld.com. Here are the latest pet guardianship trends, is your article, which I found very interesting on a whole bunch of levels. First of all, the amount of money that's involved, and which is incredible. And what Gen Z how they lead pet ownership growth, which is, I don't know, not surprising, I guess. I don't know why I think it would be. It's nice that anybody is. So take it away, Steve.
Well, right now, pets are such a significant part of the U.S. economy. If somehow tomorrow all the pets disappeared, then the U.S. economy would actually go into, I'm not sure what the technical word for it. It wouldn't be a recession. It wouldn't be a tailspin, mm-hmm. but it would certainly impact everybody. I mean, that's because we're talking about for 2025, $157 billion, with a B, spent mm-hmm. on pet care. And by 2030, the expectation is $200 billion. And yeah, this is all being led by the fact that over the years, year by year by year, and then a huge bump during the pandemic, first of all, more pets in more homes than ever before, including more multiple pets in homes than ever before. 70% plus of American homes have at least one pet. Pets have been increasingly considered members of the family. We've all heard that. But now we're talking about a number that is near 100%, not quite, but near 100% of pet parents. And that's the other thing, what I just said, pet parents. Increasingly, people are, first of all, instead of having kids with two legs, those members of the Gen Z generation, are their kids are their pets. And they use terms like fur babies to refer to them.
Oh,
and they
yes.
really do. Go ahead.
No, I've heard that. I've heard someone say, you know, I was at home with my fur babies, and at first I thought it was a toy, you know, like a small fur baby toy, but no, they're talking about their pets. Go ahead.
They're not talking about collectibles. They are indeed. And all of these products that are out there now, we wouldn't have even conceived of the notion of these. Now, in part, some of these supplements, for example, are there because we understand what pets benefit by more than ever before. But they're selling. And all of these things, the pet toys, are selling like in record numbers. So you can say what you can say, and I'm not going to say it because I don't know anything about economy or anything like that. You know, we need Terry Savage to do that. But whether the economy is good or bad or otherwise, so far, pets are enjoying the ride, if you will. Now, veterinary visits, though, do cost more than ever before. And
veterinary visits for various
reasons, but mm-hmm. probably number one is cost, are on the decline a bit.
Really? Because I was just visiting my vet today.
Oh, well, tell him or her I say hi.
No, my dog has allergies.
To what?
I don't know.
Well, the most common allergies in dogs are the same general type of allergies that we have, inhalant allergy, you know, and this is the season for it. So sneezing because of, in the case of dogs, they don't sneeze as much as they do scratch.
About yes,
things that are, so it's environmental allergies. So hay fever, pollen, ragweed, mold, all those things that cause us distress. That's number one. People think it's food, and while it's possible for pets to be allergic to their food, the signs are a little different than what I just described in general, and it's actually one of the least most common explanations for allergies in pets. And by the way, you know, we can be allergic to cats. Did you, of course, we all know that, but did you know that cats can be allergic to dogs?
No kidding.
Now, that's hardly a common allergy, but it has occurred, believe it or not, or dogs allergic to cats.
Yeah. How does it manifest? I mean, how can, other than hissing or barking at each other, how can you tell?
No.
I mean, how do you know what's going on?
It's a lot of scratching going on. It's so the same sort of discomfort, and allergy tests have shown this. Again, I just point that out for general interest, that it's hardly common at all. So that's, in fact, extremely uncommon. I do want to tell you this while I have probably about 2.5 minutes, something like that.
More like 90 seconds, but go ahead.
I can do it. In the next podcast that I do, and thank you for mentioning Booth 46 that folks can hear at WGNradio.com, I'm interviewing a lady, a best-selling author who had never written before. She's from Chicago. Her name is Felissa Ray. It's called Raising Simba, and it's about raising from the projects originally her son, who has appeared on Broadway in The Lion King and other productions. And also Liv Warfield, who has been on, you name the show that's on after 10:30 that's still on, like Jimmy Kimmel is back on. So she's been on Jimmy Kimmel. She's been on Good Morning America. She's been on all these shows. She is in Teatro Zanzani, and she is so good. So it'll be an interesting conversation. And then for the next one, we are celebrating 100 years of the Goodman Theater.
Sounds very informative and entertaining. So everyone, be sure, excuse me, to tune in.